Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, and we're joined now by Aaron Wilson, Ravens reporter for the Baltimore Sun, who's traveling to Mobile, Alabama to cover the Senior Bowl. Aaron, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about, obviously, the big news, which is Gary Kubiak leaving the Baltimore Ravens for the Denver Broncos. No one is surprised based on the developments over the last week and that job opening up. But I guess from my vantage point, it's what happens now for the Ravens. The Gary Kubiak era wasn't very long, although very successful for Baltimore. Was there any chance at all the Ravens could retain Rick Dennison and Brian Perriani, the tight ends coach? I know that's not going to happen, but was there any scenario where they could have played their cards and offered a certain enough money or to do anything?
It was something they wanted to do, absolutely. But it was a situation where they have long-standing friendships and loyalty to Gary Kubiak, and I think that impacted everything because, you know, remember, they moved here. They uprooted themselves to come and be here with Gary in Baltimore, and then, you know, they're kind of tied at the hip with Gary. So those guys, you know, in texting even with Gary, he got back connection today. You know, just it's just not a surprise. These are his guys. And that situation where you have very good assistants, and they were essentially, if he couldn't have brought them to Baltimore, I don't know if he would have came. So it was just a really strong relationship and one of those situations where you just, they're along with him and they're aligned with him.
Aaron, before we get into the candidates, thinking about, from your football background and perspective, the accumulative effect on Joe Flacco and the rest of this offense for now having what will be four coordinators in 4 years. How bad is that? Or is that just something fans can overplay?
I think it's a little overplayed because I think that Joe Flacco has become a very, very viable quarterback in any system. I think that he's very system-friendly, whether it's West Coast, whether it's a spread offense. I think he can do all those things. And I just think that, yes, his fundamentals improved a little bit this year, and he learned a few new things, but it's not a case of, I think, you know, where he would regress, unless they just do something that's just totally unsuited for Joe. But, you know, he has the arm strength, he has the mobility, he has the experience, and this is a guy that answers the bell every Sunday. I think that more is made of it than, you know, people will say, well, what if he had the same offensive coordinator? Would he be 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns? Well, I mean, you know, he's pretty much there now. He was right under 4,000 yards. He's 27 touchdowns, I think 12 interceptions. So I think that Joe can handle this kind of change. I'm sure he doesn't like it, but, you know, what can you do? It's the guy's dream job, and, you know, just think that it was something that became a foregone conclusion once they fired John Fox.
And, Aaron, do the Ravens try and find an offensive coordinator with almost the exact same principles as Gary Kubiak, or do you just try and find the best offensive mind slash coach out there?
You want some system continuity, but the ideal one was Kyle Shanahan, and Kyle was determined from the beginning to go with Dan Quinn, and they have ties going back to the University of Florida, and he's going to the Atlanta Falcons. So he was someone that was very high on the Ravens' wish list. So would Rick Dennison, but for obvious reasons, Rick is going to stick with Gary. He's Gary's right-hand man. He's his confidant. He's his lieutenant. And, yeah, wherever Gary goes, he goes, along with Brian Perriani, the tight ends coach.
Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun is with us. Let's get into some of these other candidates. You write a lot about Adam Gase, who's the Denver Broncos' old offensive coordinator. Any shot that he would be the Ravens guy?
Yes. Yeah, I think he has a good chance. He's going to be under heavy consideration. He's also a candidate for the Jaguars job. He almost got a head coaching job. He came very close to San Francisco 49ers and got beat out by Jim Tomsula. I'm not sure that he's ready to be a head coach. He's a little young. He's 36. But I think he's ideal for offensive coordinator. And I think that he's someone that is good at creating mismatches. He really works well in tandem with the quarterback in building the game plan. That was something where, you know, he and Peyton Manning, they were in concert. They really had that rapport. And he's just supposed to be a very personable, smart guy. He's good with the media. And everything I hear out of Denver is that Adam Gase will be a nice fit here.
Give me some other names that the Ravens may look at right now.
Well, Greg Knapp is a possibility, but he has never really been great as an offensive coordinator. He's more of a quarterback's coach, and it's his current job title with the Broncos. And we haven't heard about him immediately going with John Fox. He did work for Gary with the Texans. He knows the system, so he would provide some of that system continuity, but he's just never been a great play caller. So there's pluses and minuses with him, whereas I think with Adam Gase, you get a little more creative, more of a cutting-edge, bright, young offensive mind that's really highly regarded. And with his youth, I mean, obviously he's going to be, maybe possible for staying a little longer. There's some other people out there that will talk up on Mark Trestman. I think the Raiders would love to, finish that deal with him and get him in there. When you look at what Trestman ran with the Bears, obviously, he had a lot of tools there, but it didn't really work very well. There were some numbers with two really dominant physical wide receivers, but as far as the whole system, I was kind of left thinking that they didn't use Matt Forte enough. I don't know if he'd run the ball enough for the Ravens.
Interesting. And then what about Doug Marrone?
So Doug, I saw his name has been mentioned. He's another guy, just like Gase, that's represented by Jimmy Sexton, who's got a lot of coaches like Rex Ryan and Nick Saban, and he's a very well connected guy. Hope to run into him while I'm down here in Alabama, actually. But get a chance to chat with him and maybe talk about some of his clients in person. But when you look at Doug Marrone, just think he didn't get along very well with people in Buffalo, and maybe if he's offensive coordinator, then people skills wouldn't be as much of an issue. But they were definitely an issue with him as a head coach because, he left just a really bad taste with the Buffalo media, with the Buffalo PR department, with people within that building. And I just wonder if he would be the kind of personality that the Ravens want to bring in.
Last question, Aaron, about a candidate. Jim Hostler, would the Ravens ever go back to him, who was John Harbaugh's wide receiver coach for a long time and nearly became the offensive coordinator last go-round?
Right. I think that John Harbaugh liked him a lot and thought he did a good job with the interview and thought he did a good job with the receivers. None of the receivers liked him. I'm just not sure that his resume says give him the keys to the offense. And that's no knock on Jim. I just think that the other candidates may have a little more going for them than Jim. And I think he did interview recently with the Browns. But, I haven't heard his name come up as far as revisiting. Let's go back to Jim Hostler. We liked that idea last year. Let's go with Jim. But, obviously things can change. But he's just not someone's name we're hearing right now.
Aaron Wilson, Ravens reporter from the Baltimore Sun, checking in from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Aaron, thank you so much. We do appreciate it.
Okay, great talking to you.